Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Quantum Physics for Beginners by Pantheon Space Academy is positioned as an accessible entry point to the strange but foundational ideas that power modern physics and much of today's technology. Instead of assuming advanced math skills, the book focuses on intuition and plain language explanations of what quantum mechanics says about matter, energy, and information at the smallest scales. Readers are introduced to why everyday common sense fails in the quantum world, and how physicists built reliable rules anyway through careful experiments and workable models. The promise is practical clarity, learning the meaning of terms like superposition, wave function, uncertainty, entanglement, and measurement without drowning in equations. Along the way, the narrative highlights landmark thought experiments and real laboratory results that shape the field and still influence debates about reality. For anyone curious about what quantum theory claims and why it matters, this beginner guide aims to turn intimidation into understanding and give a structured map of the big ideas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from classical intuition to quantum reality, a central topic in any beginner-friendly quantum book is the transition from classical physics, where objects have definite properties, to quantum physics, where certainty is replaced by probabilities. This book frames quantum mechanics as a response to experimental surprises that classical ideas could not explain, especially at atomic and subatomic scales. Instead of treating quantum theory as mystical, it presents it as a consistent toolkit built to match the evidence. Readers learn why light and matter do not behave strictly like particles or strictly like waves, and how this dual character forces a new way of describing reality. The emphasis is typically on conceptual shifts. Objects are not always in one definite state until measured, and outcomes must be predicted statistically. This topic also clarifies common misunderstandings, such as thinking probabilities mean ignorance in the everyday sense, rather than reflecting how the theory itself is structured. By focusing on the reasons quantum mechanics was needed, the book helps non-scientists see quantum principles as an extension of careful observation, not a rejection of logic. Secondly, superposition and the meaning of the wave function. Superposition is one of the most famous quantum principles because it challenges everyday expectations. The book presents superposition as the ability of a quantum system to be described as a combination of possible states, with the wave function serving as the mathematical object that encodes the probabilities of different measurement outcomes. For beginners, the goal is not to master formulas, but to understand what the wave function is used for. It is a predictive model that tells you how likely different results are when you measure position, momentum, spin, or energy. This topic typically introduces how interference emerges when multiple possibilities coexist, making quantum behavior visible even when individual events seem random. The book also distinguishes between the evolution of the wave function, which follows precise rules, and the unpredictability of individual measurement results, which appear probabilistic. Another important clarification is that superposition does not mean an object is literally in two classical states at once. In a simple sense, it means the best description before measurement involves multiple possibilities. This foundation prepares readers for later discussions about measurement, decoherence, and competing interpretations. Thirdly, uncertainty, quantization, and what can be known. This topic explains that quantum mechanics limits what can be simultaneously predicted, not because instruments are flawed, but because the theory links certain properties in a fundamental way. The uncertainty principle is often presented as a statement about complementary variables, such as position and momentum, where sharpening one prediction necessarily blurs the other. The book also connects uncertainty to the wave-like description of particles. A tightly localized wave packet requires a spread of momenta. Alongside uncertainty, the book typically explores quantization, the idea that some physical quantities come in discrete steps, such as energy levels in atoms. That discreteness is a key reason atoms are stable and why they emit or absorb light at specific frequencies. For non-scientists, the most useful takeaway is how these principles reshape the idea of measurement and prediction. Quantum theory is exceptionally precise about statistical distributions, yet it rejects the classical expectation of exact trajectories. The discussion often extends to practical implications, including why quantum effects dominate at small scales and why they are usually hidden in everyday life, where many interactions wash out delicate quantum coherence. Fourthly, experiments that built quantum mechanics. A beginner guide gains credibility by anchoring abstract ideas in concrete experiments, and this book highlights the classic milestones that forced physicists to adopt quantum rules. Readers can expect simplified accounts of demonstrations of wave-particle duality, such as interference phenomena, and the broader lesson that the experimental setup influences what can be observed. The narrative commonly includes foundational tests related to atomic spectra and the photoelectric effect, which helped establish that energy exchange can be discrete. These experiments illustrate an important pattern. Quantum theory was not invented to be weird, it was constructed to match repeatable results that classical models failed to predict. The book also tends to cover experiments connected to measurement and entanglement that reveal correlations stronger than classical expectations. Even without heavy mathematics, the reader learns how hypotheses were tested, what the outcomes implied, and why alternative explanations were ruled out. This topic is valuable because it trains readers to think like a scientist, identify what was measured, what was predicted, and what conclusion follows. In doing so, it turns quantum mechanics from a set of claims into an evidence-based framework. Lastly, entanglement, measurement, and modern applications. Entanglement is often described as the signature feature that separates quantum mechanics from classical physics, and the book treats it as a relationship between systems where measurement outcomes are correlated in a way that cannot be explained by simple shared information. This topic links entanglement to the measurement problem. When a measurement is performed, the system yields a definite result, yet the theory describes probabilities beforehand. The book likely surveys major interpretive ideas at a high level, focusing on what they try to explain rather than claiming a single final answer. A practical angle is also important for beginners. Quantum principles are not just philosophical, they drive real technologies. The discussion connects quantum behavior to applications such as semiconductors, lasers, and magnetic resonance, and then extends to newer frontiers like quantum computing and quantum cryptography. This helps readers see why understanding key concepts matters in the wider world, from secure communication to emerging computational methods. The emphasis remains on clear mental models, what entanglement is, what it is not, and why measurement and decoherence help explain why the macroscopic world appears stable and classical most of the time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious non-scientists, high school or early college readers, and professionals in other fields who want a coherent overview of quantum mechanics without committing to advanced mathematics. It can also serve as a refresher for readers who encountered quantum topics through videos or articles but want a structured path that connects the ideas. The benefit to the reader's life is practical and intellectual. It strengthens scientific literacy, reduces intimidation around technical subjects, and makes it easier to understand how technologies like electronics, lasers, and emerging quantum computing concepts relate to real physics. A clear beginner framework also improves critical thinking, because quantum theory forces careful attention to what is measured, what is inferred, and what claims are supported by evidence. Compared with similar books, its value is in focusing on key principles, major theories, and experiments in simplified form, aiming to deliver the big picture without requiring calculus or linear algebra. That balance makes it worth buying for readers who want clarity and continuity rather than scattered explanations, and who prefer an approachable guide that still respects the complexity of the subject. If you would like to support Pantheon Space Academy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.